What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax from the drop to your doorstep. eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit ebay.com for terms.
The Volume.
It's Jenkins and Jones presented by FanDuel. The NBA season is kicking into gear, and there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel. The app is safe, secure, and easy to use. FanDuel has exclusive offers, boosts, and more all month long. When you win, you'll get paid fast. FanDuel has lots of ways to play, like the spread, money line, over-unders, team totals, player props, and so much more. Jump into the action at any time during the game with live betting, and combine multiple bets from the same game in a same-game parlay and try out same-game parlay plus. So, download the FanDuel app today to start making every moment more. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over in select states. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It is Thursday, March 2nd. We're coming to you live on Amazon Amp, at on Amp. Download the app. You can listen live every Monday and Thursday at 7 a.m., 10 a.m. As I mentioned before, we will be going to 3 episodes a week next week. We will have more info for you soon on what the timing of that will be. We're really excited for it, though. It's going to be great. Thanks, as always, for listening to the show. As always, again, Jenkins and Jones, hosted by Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
LeJethro Jenkins, a.k.a. John.
What's up, Bubbas?
John was 4 minutes late for the podcast today.
4 minutes late. I had a longer workout, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's my non-negotiable.
I respect it. I mean, that's in your writer. We got to get the washboard abs benefit everybody. Everybody's eating off the abs. You know what I mean?
They ain't washboard, nigga. It's winter. They'll be back by the spring, though.
Guaranteed.
I'm Gardy B, a.k.a. Mike. And
Motherfucking Mike.
Motherfucking Mike.
Motherfucking Mike.
Can I get some breaking news noise?
What's up, man?
What, your new nickname is the White Stallion? That's the breaking news?
No. We have an update. We have an update on Barbara and Henry the Gator. I have read every article about the Barbara the Gator situation. And a surprising development, which is, and actually her name was Gloria, which might be an even better name than Barbara.
Oh, yeah.
Was Gloria black?
No. No. Okay, okay. No, no, no. This was a white retirement home in Florida that was...
retirement home.
Well,
they probably are white and black in Florida. It is Florida.
It probably didn't say it on the sign, but
when we found out they named the gator and they were cordial with it, we knew that was a white motherfucking thing.
Yeah, a black Gloria ain't fucking with Henry.
Hell no.
So here's the surprising development: the dog named Trooper survived the attack.
The gator grabbed
Trooper, started to pull him into the water. Barbara fell over. The gator said, "Oh, that's a little more appetizing." Grabbed Barbara, started mixing her up, and Trooper got away, bro.
Chupacabra. You want to fuck up his appetite. Living up to the name, I see.
Right.
Chupa, well, shit, this kind of changes everything. I thought the dog was the appetizer. She was the entree. She kind of went out like a G if she saved her dog. You like? I feel like this adds a little wrinkle to it. No.
Yeah. No. No. She didn't save the dog, nigga. You know, the alligator chose her. The alligator.
I don't think you saw the clip.
She got
they
pulled
only showed
in,
a part
didn't
where,
she?
Bro, the alligator grabbed the dog and she was still like battling with the alligator. If she'd have just let the dog go, she'd have been straight.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, well, she kind of tug of war with him a little bit.
Nah, man.
With Trooper hanging in the back.
Hey, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, listen. As a dog owner who loves the shit out of my dog, like, if I'm 85, you know, I'm gonna die any one of these days.
Yeah.
And I go out, you know, saving my dog.
Yeah.
That's kind of a win.
Yeah.
Barbara, we might have to give. Yep. I mean, Barbara got ass.
I'm not rolling, nigga. Us regular niggas talking about she got mixed. We clowning the fuck out of her, dog.
She doesn't care.
You feel me? You know what I mean? She, of course she don't. She dead, nigga.
Hey, bro, look. You if know I'm what 85 she and I have here. The chance to die for literally anything, I'm taking it. You know what
You'll
I mean?
You'll probably have 78 grandkids, bro. Fuck all that, dog. Ain't no fucking way,
bro. Well, and now those grandkids have Trooper the dog to remember Gloria by. They said that the family has taken Trooper in. They also said...
they ain't gonna miss Mikael, nigga. They ain't gonna miss motherfucking Mikael.
I got all my wisdom out by the time I'm 85, bro. You know what I mean? I have nothing left to teach you. Young pupil.
Take Trooper as my gift, as my parting gift. You know what I mean? I got a date with Henry, the motherfucking hungry alligator. Fuck out of here, nigga. I'm not trying to get devoured, nigga.
It's like some people want to be buried and like have a tree planted off their body. Like, you know, I'll feed the circle of life. They also said they emptied out, there was like 5 or 6 of these lakes in the retirement community. And they all had gators. And they said after this happened, they went in and cleared all the gators out and relocated them. Who is sending their grandma to the alligator pit as a retirement home? I don't understand.
Bro. 5 or 6 lakes all infested with gators. Florida is different, dog.
What the fuck?
This is a retirement home.
That's Florida. They know that's Florida when they sent their motherfucking grandma there. There might be some... Hey, something's afoot, nigga. I don't know. I'm not sending my grandmother to that motherfucker. I guarantee that. You feel
me? How many Glorias have been lost and didn't have family to tell us? Maybe it's an insurance scam or something.
Something going on, bro.
Henry's collecting Gloria's social security checks for the next 6 months or something.
Henry said he didn't want to fuck up his appetite by eating too much of the appetizer. Don't eat too much of the bread. You ain't going to want to eat your entree, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know, a cheesecake, that brown bread, you know,
yes.
You might fuck around and forget what the point is. You know what I mean? Come on, man. Damn.
All right. R.I.P. Gloria. Salute to Henry.
Y'all really willing to risk it all over y'all dog, man.
I absolutely would have. You never owned a dog, man. That bond is real, bro.
I mean, the only dog I've ever loved was JJ. And when it died, I just can't own another dog, bro. My heart was broken as a fucking like 11-year-old.
So you would have just thrown the leash to Henry once it got a hold of that dog?
Nigga, I was 11, bro.
Okay, all right.
The fuck?
Tyler made the exact point.
You want me
right
to get jump in there and battle with the motherfucking gator?
Once I'm 85, I think I feel differently about life than I do when I'm 38. That's my feeling about it.
I don't know, bro. My grandmother did get into it with some pits over Max, and I hated that. You know what I mean? So I guess at 85, you like, fuck it, nigga.
Because the thing to keep in mind is it's not like she had a multiple choice test in front of her. She's sitting in a classroom. It's just she's out there. She walked, by the way, they said she walked along the shore for like 50 yards with that dog, right? And they said the gator was visible for like 100 feet coming at her. So once the gators got your dog, your precious little pup, like you for sure, like I just don't see a world where in that moment, you're like, let me get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean?
No, but what do you mean
What do you mean? What's 100 feet and the walking distance have to do anything?
I she what was you're walking to 50. What you said 50 yards?
Yeah.
Coming this way, I'm assuming.
Yeah, he was, I'm just saying.
She saw the gator for. She saw the gator for a minute.
She saw it for a second. Saying she knew what time knew it was. She couldn't get away.
Probably
so the adrenaline.
She fucked up with her old ass.
Yeah.
Gator was looking at them like someone was bringing out the goddamn fajita plate at Applebee's. Like.
Hey, he was the only one that got it. He the one that ordered it, though. Everybody, all the gators were watching. All the gators were watching. Everybody turned around from their table like, whatever they was feasting on.
Oh, shit. I should have got the fajitas, nigga. It must be Henry's birthday.
That motherfucker came out with bottle service, nigga. Sparklers, nigga.
Henry.
Happy birthday, Henry, nigga. My nigga.
Oh, shit.
Man.
I would say the other person they interviewed from the retirement home said Gloria must have had, quote, a senior moment because they all know not to walk next to the lakes. So said, okay, she must have just forgotten, got down there. But I'm just trying to picture visiting my grandparents passed away when they're 80. I'm trying to picture 5 years more aging on them and being comfortable leaving them anywhere within a mile of an alligator. And I know it's Florida and it's different, but I just like, what? They can't run. That's the only defense we have against an alligator is getting further away from the water. You know what I mean?
Bro, at 85, you don't have senior moments. You just exist within a fucking forever senior moment, bro. You know what I mean? It's not like, bro, that's just how you moving for the rest of your time here. So like, bro, you don't, like you said, you don't have you don't have Henry just, you know, chilling in the fucking senior complex. That's crazy, dog.
All right, if it sounds like we've been avoiding talking about something, it's because I wanted to wait as long as possible before we had to talk about this Braun injury, which I think I got news of within 60 seconds of retweeting our clip talking about how the Lakers are back. So not feeling great about that. Tyler, on a scale of 1 to Ralph Wiggum finding out Lisa Simpson didn't really love him, how heartbroken are you about this injury and what it does for the rest of the season for Braun and the Lakers?
No, it's for sure the motherfucking the third frame of that slow motion Ralph Wiggum's clip right when he's clutching his heart. But goddamn, it's just terrible fucking news. I mean, you know, we saw him in the boot. You know, they're saying he's going to be out for weeks. This is not a team that can afford to go on a slide, and I absolutely think they will go on a slide without Braun. That's not a hot take there at all. I think we all think that. So I think we're probably going to have to come to they're going to have to reach a decision with Braun in this organization. Like, you know, when we see where this team is at, when Braun is good to go, are they still in the playoff hunt? Can they still make it? And if they're not, like, why even play?
Why even play him?
You know, the dude is going to be 39 next postseason if they make the playoffs. Right. And you know, we've all talked about how Braun is Superman, how, you know, he's the NBA's Iron Man, you know, but ever since coming to LA, the only season that he wasn't injured was the bubble season. Like every other season that he's been there, he's had a major injury. And this might be what Father Tom looks like. You know, it damn sure isn't really translating on the court, except on the defensive end, of course. You know, he's still giving us 30 and fucking 8 and 10 and shit. But I don't know, man. It's for sure reason to be concerned. And and like I said, we're just going to have to evaluate shit when he's good to go, because he might be gone for the season.
I mean, the thing you talked about him being, like you said, the only time that he has finished a season was a bubble. We had, a 2-3 month period when shit was just shut down. Niggas couldn't even go outside and shoot basketball because we thought the world was over. You know what I'm saying? With these injuries, it's due to, like, him, you know, putting the team on his back. Like, when he had the ankle injury, AD was down. You know, he's been this year battling with bumps for half the season, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get, you know, wins, you know, like, and even these last two wins, as great as they were, you know, one was a 26 point comeback win, you know, fighting like that. He's not the same guy that you can just put the team on the back. You know, he needs some people to support him just because physically he can't take that wear and tear like he used to. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, if they're, I don't want to see him come back and it be like it was with the Suns.
You're right.
I don't want to see him come back and, you know, shit cute, shit sweet. He doing a little back down, you know what I'm saying? Shit, you know what I mean? And we think shit sweet and he's not fully 100%. You know what I mean? Like, bro, it's not worth it. At least we thought if they were to be healthy, they were a championship team. This ain't that. At best, they making it to the second, maybe third round.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe the conference championships with a lot of luck. So, dog, man, just sit them down if that's the case. And if that's the case, bro, it's going to be hard for me to watch any more Lakers basketball. I'll be watching a lot of other teams, though.
I totally agree. There's a little bit of a civil war among Lakers fans. There's sort of like the more Kobe loyalists who have always been a little bit wary about Bron being with the Lakers who are like, this is why it was right for the team to not want to mortgage the future with the picks, because it was always so dependent on Bron and AD, who are both injury prone, staying healthy, versus, and I tend to fall more in this camp, you know, by not making that move earlier, by not making some move earlier, they extra tax Bron. He's playing 40 plus minutes a night at 38 years old. And while this was not the same foot that had been injured, you do obviously on an older guy heighten the risk of an injury when he's playing high leverage minutes, 40 plus minutes a game, at the frequency that he was. So where do y'all kind of come down on that debate, Tyler?
I mean, you know, we knew that, you know, all the miles, all the minutes, you know, we're going to catch up sooner or later. And it's been catching up in the worst way. And you know, like y'all mentioned, these injuries happen, it seems, when his workload is increased because, you know, other injuries have happened to that roster. You know, it seems when he's taking on, you know, more of you know, when his usage goes up, these injuries happen. And I feel like, you know, now we're at the point where, you know, Bron was a guy who you didn't necessarily need to coach. I want to say manage is the word I want to use here. He was a guy that you know, hey, put him out there. He's going to be the floor general. He's going to run shit, blah, blah, blah. Now as a coach, you got to kind of save Bron from himself a bit here, right? Mm-hmm. Like you got to watch the minutes. You got to watch the workload that you're giving. You got to watch the, you know, how you're scheming it up for him. But, you know, it all goes back to how with this roster, there's no room for that, right? Like you still need Bron to, you know, mash the gas if you want to have a shot at the playoffs there. So I don't know. They need a big fucking free agent this summer. You know, Kyrie's probably, you know, still at the top of that of Bron's wish list. I know he's going to push for that, but they need another star there, man, because, you know, AD, when he's proven to not be reliable, you know, and injury prone. So, yeah, they got to get another guy in there. I mean, I think it's that simple. And a guy like Kyrie who can be a handler and can you know, facilitate the offense and take that burden off Bron would be like the perfect fit.
And as much as we were talking about him being Superman, I think Bron knew he wasn't Superman. I think Bron could feel the difference. And he was saying that he wanted to be the second guy on a team. It's never happened. And it's not due to Bron, because a lot of times motherfuckers ain't showing up the way that we was expected, or they're just being hurt. And also with that foot injury, if you have one foot injury and you put more effort on the other, you know what I'm saying? That's where, you know, you injure the other foot. A lot of times when there's knee injuries, they talk about the other knee being injured as well in due time afterwards, because you put more pressure on that one, being scared of putting pressure on one. You know what I mean? So it's hard. We've been talking about it the whole time. It's hard seeing him play 40 minutes. We know we were talking about, yo, we've seen him be hurt before, and years before we felt it could come. I hate it came at this time when he finally got some fucking help. You know what I mean? So, sucks.
All right. Let's talk about Tom Brady.
That was the most depressing.
I know.
We actually sound like
out of it.
We were talking like actual, like,
there's no jokes
basketball
there.
Analysts. There wasn't a joke said. There's not a no funny jokes. Moment in that entire shit.
Ain't shit funny, bro.
Ain't shit sweet, nigga. It's hard. It's hard to watch. It's hard seeing, you know. Yeah, it's hard seeing it, bro.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky, they're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
Bet the NBA on TNT with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. Every Thursday night, you'll get bonus bets back if your same-game parlay doesn't hit. NBA same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. Build your own or choose from one of the popular SGPs already made for you in the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Fellas, we've got Clippers-Warriors and Sixers-Mavs tonight. What are your picks? Who do you like to win? Who do you like to go off in those games?
I like Sixers-Mavs. I'm going to go with the Sixers here. And I am going to hammer the over on all things James Harden because that squad cannot defend anything.
I like the Clippers over the Warriors. I think the Clippers are due for a win. You know what I'm saying? And I think Kawhi is going to – I'll take over on Kawhi on points. You know what I mean? I think Kawhi has been playing great as of late. So had a little down game last game, but I think he's going to get right back.
There you go. However you want to play, you can bet the NBA on TNT every Thursday night with a no-sweat same-game parlay. Just head to FanDuel.com/JANJ. That's FanDuel.com/JANDJ. Download FanDuel today to get in on the action. And if you're in Massachusetts, get ready because FanDuel is coming soon. Make sure you check out FanDuel.com/Mass and take advantage of their great pre-live offers. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in select states. 3-plus legs, minimum $1 bet required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus bet, $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. All right. Well, speaking of things that aren't funny and are hard to watch, let's talk about Tom Brady, the stand-up comedian.
Bro, we just clown Gloria for getting ate by alligator, and we're heartbroken over Gronk. We're not good people.
Bro. I don't know Gloria, bro. I didn't know Gloria.
We don't know Brian either, nigga.
That Vinny's not running around here in a Gloria jersey.
We don't know Brian either, nigga.
I mean, being 85 adds a layer to it. You know, it's kind of, you know, you kind of had a good run.
No. Let's be realistic.
She got devoured. You said it,
no,
Tyler.
But let's be honest. If that was a 47-year-old mother of three, I would never have put that shit on the topic list.
Yeah.
Nigga.
She's 85, bro. Once you're over the life expectancy, is fair game, dog.
In comparison to a man missing 3 weeks of basketball. There's no comparison. So no, she wasn't a 47 with three kids. But we're comparing it to our sadness over a man missing 3 weeks of basketball. It's crazy.
It's possible.
We're not good people.
It's
we're
possible.
Not good people.
We're terrible.
We gotta be better. We gotta be better.
It's possible, it's possible that the internet has done to our brains what the commercial said that being
fry.
On drugs would do to our brains.
Fry, nigga.
Just cracked it and fucking sizzled that shit. Oh man. Yeah, I'll admit this on the pod, bro. I saw the Barbara story, the Gloria story on Twitter, and literally the first thing I thought was, "Oh, there's video."
Oh my god! I'm not there yet, though. It has completely desensitized me to humanity.
Never seen that before.
Right. Right. Jesus.
All right.
Oh, there's video. Click. Entertainment, huh? Mikael? Huh?
Oh, look at this. Oh, a little treat.
A little dessert after the entree.
All right. Let's talk about
a little bit of cheesecake
possessed
on your shirt that you dropped. Oh, didn't see that there.
Oh, a little piece of chocolate from the chocolate covered strawberry is still in my beard.
Scrumptious. Nice little surprise. God damn it. Oh, shit.
All right. Let's talk about Tom Brady choosing to become a stand-up comedian. I think this might be the worst decision he could, and apparently is tied up in the efforts to get his wife back. I what's going through this man's head, bro?
I saw that it has been refuted that he has shot that down, and that's just a rumor. But he said that there are whispers that there is going to be a Netflix roast of him, though. And I think Tom Brady will be great at that, right? Getting roasted and firing up some jokes in that setting. I don't think he's built to be a stand-up comedian. I don't think motherfuckers realize how talented you have to be a stand-up comedian, right? Your stand-up comedians who come to your little local comedy club, they get up there, they talk for 15, 20 minutes, and they make motherfuckers laugh. Do you know how hard that is, right? And let's not even talk about the motherfucking the 15 or 20 comedian gods on the planet who can make you laugh for like an hour straight if you give them their own special.
There's
right?
more like, NFL quarterbacks than there are those guys on the planet.
Right, for real, flat out. It's stand up is people. It goes back to like the whole discussion about people who have funny conversations. They can do podcasts. A lot of motherfuckers who think they're funny think they can do stand up. And bro, no, you got to be elite to do stand up.
Not only is it hard to make people laugh for that long that are expecting for you to make them laugh, you know what I mean? It's hard mentally because there's going to be times where you're not, even as a god. You're going to get up there, you're going to stink it up, and you got to go back up there, maybe the next night, and figure it out, bro. The mental aspect, you know what I'm saying, is wild to me. You know what I mean? And also, I remember there was a poll that said the scariest things on the planet. Public speaking was number two.
People public would speaking rather, was number one over death. That's an old Jerry Seinfeld bit. People would rather be in the casket than giving the eulogy.
They'd rather go to the sun on the sun, stand on the sun and take the risk, try to figure it out. Nigga, bro, it's hard to do that shit in every way possible. And I just don't think he's built for it because I don't think anybody's built for it. You know what I mean? There's like Mike said, there's more good NFL quarterbacks than guys that are gods at this comedian shit. It is probably the most difficult job in the world.
It would be hilarious if he was good at it, though.
If he was good, but
I don't mean he would be hilarious. I just mean imagine sitting down on a Sunday night to watch a new Netflix stand-up comedy special and it's Tom Brady. That would be the fucking funniest, weirdest
bro,
shit.
And he's clowning. The nigga get up there, light up 78 cigarettes, and just sits on a stool and is dropping off some gems. Bro.
No, I want him to be like Cat Williams. That would be more impressive. I want him to be doing the quick little runs and the...
That would be more impressive than all of his Super Bowls. All the Super Bowl rings. I'd be extremely shocked.
Okay, someone who's done something already that's funnier than anything Tom Brady will ever do. A big shout out to Sydney Carter on Twitter.com. She is a... Hi, baby Somi.
Hey.
Hi, Somi.
She asked for a hug. She said, hug. Look at this motherfucker.
Hi, baby.
I'm going to say no to her.
She's dressed up like it's snowing in New York right now. What's up, baby Somi?
Hey, bro, because it is. There's snow on the beaches in Ventura, nigga. The world is over with.
I want to talk about Sydney Carter. She's a director of player development for the Texas women's basketball team. After each win, she's been posting a little sizzle reel of herself coaching, you know, clapping, dapping up players as they're coming off the bench. Tyler was among the tens of thousands of people on Twitter who I think assumed that she was the head coach based on the videos of herself that she was posting. Player development, I think there's six people on that coaching staff that rank above her. Salute to her. Salute to you, Sydney. You know, she's catching a lot of shit for not being the head coach or even an assistant coach and posting these videos, but I applaud it.
Yes, I am very much pro Sydney here as well. It was news to me that she wasn't the head coach because she damn sure was carrying herself like she wasn't good for her, right? Like dressed for the job you want and all that shit. Nice. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, we all know what it is. Like, okay, yeah, there's some comedy here because, you know, a lot of us assume that she was the head coach because of the way she was carrying herself. But we all know it's motherfuckers wanting to bring a pretty woman down, right? That's what it all is. But, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I am pro Sydney. Good for her. I love people who are like, bro, wherever I'm at, I'm the star of the show. I don't give a fuck. I admire that in people. And that is strong in her. And player development, bro, that's some serious shit. She is, you know, locking in one-on-one with these players. You know, she's seeing the shit that they work on together come to fruition in the game. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like she's just, you know, some equipment manager, you know, washing towels and shit. She is legit, you know, hands-on influencing, you know, the way that this team plays. So yeah, man, shouts to Sydney. I'm a fan, bro.
Don't be mad because you ain't a bad B. You know what I'm saying? Don't be mad. She a baddie. She lean into it. She got a job that's important and matters, and she takes it very fucking seriously. You know what I mean? It sounds like a lot of hating going on, in my opinion. Yeah, motherfuckers thought she was a, you know what I'm saying, a head coach because of how she fucking carries herself. Get you some of that, nigga. I'm trying to get me some. Shit. I look at her. Hey, I'm inspired, nigga. I need to take this raggedy-ass t-shirt off and dress to impress or something, goddamn. Let's go, Sydney, bro. An inspiration. I love to see it. Fuck you, man.
All right. Someone who is supposed to be the head coach of his basketball team is Jason Kidd, who as the Mavs, I believe, are now 1-4 since getting Kyrie.
With two basketball gods on the court.
Had truly one of the most mystifying quotes I've ever heard. And I do understand the tenuous balance between motivating NBA players, which Jason Kidd is a talk shit on you in the media to motivate you kind of coach. But you have to think about the other side of that balance, which is, what does everyone else think about what I'm saying? And his quote was, I'm not the savior here. I'm not playing. I'm watching just like you guys.
No, you're not, Jason Kidd.
I don't know. That feels passive aggressive, like someone's going off the script, it sounds like. That's how I kind of interpreted it. And we didn't get a cryptic-ass comment like this before Kyrie showed up. I don't fucking know. You know, and Kyrie doesn't exactly have the benefit of the doubt on his side here anymore. So, I don't know. Like I said, it's interesting. Like I told you, I would not lock in Kyrie being a Mav, you know, for the next 3, 4, or 5 years or whatever. I would not be surprised if he doesn't resign there.
I don't, and maybe he didn't want Kyrie and the, you know, there was a somebody higher up, you know what I'm saying, made a decision that he didn't like, you know what I mean? But I think saying that, regardless of the circumstances, is not a good look.
It's a terrible
saying,
look.
I'm watching just like you are, bro. That's not going to play well. Whatever you're trying to get done is not going to get done moving in that way.
What job on the planet, if Jenkins and Jones plummeted to be the worst rated, you know, least listened to podcast on the volume?
And we might, Logan, after this glorious segment, this last one, we might,
we might have went a step too far. Colin or someone calls up Jackson or calls up one of you guys and is like, you know, the podcast is going through a rough stretch. There's no possible way you go, well, I don't know what you want me to do. I'm just a listener.
Right, right.
No way. Oh, that's an acceptable.
I'm just a guy on the... I'm just a dude. Right. There's no way to play it that way. There's literally no way to say what he said and it to make any sense. You know what I'm saying?
I respect it.
Like I said, I think me being the messy bitch that I am, I think that him saying he's just watching, I think that's a jab. I think someone's going off script. I think someone's not playing the way that he has, you know, schemed up and wants them to play. That's how I kind of interpreted it.
I also think they can't stop a soul. I think they have no size. Yeah. I think there's real issues with that makeup of the basketball team. You know what I mean? And you could talk to those things, speak to those. We still have things we're working on You know, maybe Kyrie is going off script because he doesn't understand the offense as much. It's going to be hard with two ball-dominant guys like that to play basketball together. Speak to that. Don't say, I'm on the side watching just like you, because you're not, my nigga. You are actually the coach. You're deciding what's, or should be, deciding what's happening on the basketball court.
You're not the armchair coach. You are the actual coach. That's literally your job.
You feel me? You are not Sidney. You know what I'm saying?
I can totally see Kid. I could totally see Kid giving up on Kyrie this early if Kyrie isn't on his best behavior, knowing what's all on the line for him next summer, right? If Kyrie isn't falling in line at this point when he knows that, you got to be on your best behavior to get this max with Dallas if you want it. Like, right. Kyrie might have one foot out here too, you know?
And Jason Kidd is not a nicey nice guy. He'll make himself look like an asshole to make you look like an asshole. But yeah. I think that's what he did.
He is a suicide bomber. He'll blow all this shit up.
But I think with
motherfucker blew up that Mavs squad, goddamn, with Mavs burning and Jackson, bro.
With this take, it takes like a lot of steps to get to the point where where you're getting to. Like Tyler, you think like zero people on the planet. You are one of one. You know what I mean? So I think like the average person is just looking at him like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
You
I know think what I'm Tyler, saying? So, I think Tyler's right, but I also think that the way that he looks saying it is just
the
like,
masses don't
me?
Think like Tyler. You know
like,
what I'm saying?
What do you mean
like,
you're a spectator, yeah. You fucking idiot? Like it literally says head coach on your locker. Like
bro, my nigga. Not a good look. Not a good look.
All right, before we get to the next topic. Got a little word from our friends at LinkedIn Jobs. These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free.
Yeah, so, as y'all might be aware, I've discussed before, I work in talent acquisition as a recruiter, so LinkedIn is my lifeline. I'm sure we are all aware of kind of all the movement in the working world right now, so it is a tool that has been even more necessary, more useful right now at this moment than before. So hop on LinkedIn, do some searching, get you, find some jobs, find some candidates, get it done.
It's easy to create a free job post on LinkedIn Jobs, whether you're recruiting or... whether you're recruiting the recruiters, as Tyler may need to do at some point.
I'll recruit the recruiters.
Go on, create your free job post, then add your job and the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. Obviously, everyone needs to get the right person on their team. LinkedIn Jobs has been a great way for me. I run a small nonprofit news business. We've used LinkedIn Jobs to hire. It's great. And that's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors.
LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/J&J. That's LinkedIn.com/J&J to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply.
Let's talk about let's talk about the Dilbert guy. Scott the White Stallion Adams.
The White Stallion Adams
is so addicted to racism that he fucked up what had to be the easiest job on planet Earth. Apparently Dilbert was still running. I had no idea.
What the fuck's happened? I've heard none of this shit, bro.
Apparently, Dilbert was still running. The comic strip, are you familiar with that?
Yeah, for sure.
It was still running in every newspaper in America with a new strip every day. And all Scott, the White Stallion Adams, had to do was just type, the worst thing about bosses is bleep blurp fucking 7 times a week. I'm sure he's making...
this have been an email? Right. Millions of dollars coming in. Right. It's a child. This motherfucker talk about how he doesn't like black people.
But he went on Twitter and like posted a video of him talking, saying white people need to, I think the quote was, get the hell away from black people. He said that black people are a racist hate group because of a survey that said that 47% of black people don't like white people. which is seems very low in my personal experience.
That was a lie.
And he just was so
was a fucking whopper.
He so had to comment on how much he doesn't like black people that he cost himself the job, and then had the lack of self-awareness to get on Twitter and expect people to feel sorry for him that he lost his job. Well, I can't even begin to wrap my head around this shit. Tyler, what did you think of this guy fucking up the easiest bag in history for the stupidest race?
Twitter done put Dilbert with a tiki torch at Charlotte and shit. Did y'all see that?
They memeing my nigga. Dilbert deserves better.
But yeah,
cartoonist. Dilbert has held us down for a long time.
Yeah, dog. It's just racism has to be exhilarating. It has to be a fucking rush. It has to be the best feeling on planet, because motherfuckers throw away everything for that shit, bro. Every fucking thing. Like, you were the cartoonist of Dilbert. That them bland ass them bland ass is it Friday yet ass cartoon strips, you know what I'm saying? And millions of dollars coming in, you know what I'm saying? Easy fucking money. Folded, you printing that shit yourself, and you hop out here and to add some context here, you know, he said that, you know, he was a white guy who helped black people, but black people were mean to him. So he's like, white people, we need to stay away from black people. Look, I'm going to tell you like this, as a black person, if you a white person who don't know what the fuck you're doing, if you try to help us, yeah, we going to get you straight. Like, right? Like,
right,
you either
going to goddamn,
right? You either going to straighten up.
That ain't
up,
me.
You,
that's straightening, right, nigga. You
right?
Feel
you either going to straighten up. You're going to learn where you was fucked up at, because we going to tell you where you was fucked up at. Or you going to, you know, be a dickhead and be like, well, you can't help black people. Let's get away from them like this dickhead is doing, right? So, and the fucking survey was some Rasmussen shit, which is some right wing political fucking, you know, ploy shit. You know, they've done misleading polls like this all the time. I think that the question was, is it okay to be white? And like 24% of black people said no. That's it. And it's okay to be white is low key a
that's
a, white
that's
power
one of their
slogan.
Things. Right.
Yeah, right,
that's like a 4chan fucking inside joke there. So fuck everything about that poll. Fuck everything about this Dilbert motherfucker. But like I said, I will never understand how motherfuckers will lose every motherfuckers will walk up to Henry, the alligator that is coming for you, and they will stick with their racism and walk straight into that shit and lose everything. I will never understand it, bro.
Shit must be like black tar heroin, bro.
Gotta be. I wonder how delicious that shit is, man. You got me wanting the taste of it, Tyler. Shoot that racism right into my fucking veins, nigga.
I mean, like, the closest thing I can say is the rush I get when, like, a team or an athlete that I don't like fails. But, bro, like, that has to be, like, times a trillion for me to want to lose everything the way these racists are willing to do. So,
yeah.
It's just confusing to me, bro.
He said the rush he gets when an athlete... What athlete don't you like that you get a rush from? Like that?
Oh, shit. How much time you got here, Bubba?
All right, okay. Let's go ahead. We move on.
I feel that way.
Just pay attention to my Twitter feed. It is a fucking hater-palooza over here.
The Cowboys, the Eagles. I know. I feel that way when the Clippers lose every year.
I mean, that's a team. I get that.
I'll tell you what. You know who's at the top of my list right now for athletes? And it's nothing against him personally, because I love his game and I love his story. But boy, if the Joker goes out this year short of a Western Conference Finals or the Finals after winning a third consecutive MVP, Denver is going to pull all their fucking Second Amendment stickers out and shoot them right at me, bro. I mean, I will be obnoxious as fuck about that shit.
That's not your hate of Joker, though. That's you not liking white people, because that's who have created this fucking.
It's the same rush.
The question should have been, do white people like white people? That's what it should have been.
The angriest I ever got a group of people on Twitter was after one of the years that the Clippers had that heartbreaking collapse defeat and lost in the in game 7 of the second round. I think they'd been up 3-2 or something, and they lost the last two games. And everyone,
is it the bubble shit?
Maybe it all blends together, making fun of the Clippers. But I tweeted out, you know, because everyone was at. I've got friends who are Clippers fans, and they were all very hurt. And I just tweeted out, like, I don't know what everyone's upset about. That's literally the best season in Clippers history. They never made it to the conference finals. Going out that late in the second round,
That had to do numbers.
Bro, oh, I had people who literally were like, I'm blocking you, but I just want you to know, like, fuck you forever. And then they block. Like, I mean, it was like not. People were so mad. And I'll still occasionally run across someone. I'll be like, why does this person have me blocked? And I'll see they have clippers. And it's like 1,000 people blocked me that night just off that one tweet.
Nothing
and
hurts more so than the
happy.
Truth, bro.
I was so happy when they lost
it. Nothing hurts more than the truth, nigga. You know what I mean? All you did was state a fact.
All right,
you should rejoice. Congratulations!
This is literally a best case scenario for you. Congrats. Okay, I don't usually put on a topic list a tweet that someone's deleted because it's like, okay, they've exited from public conversation. But this was the most outlandish shit I saw on Twitter all week, and we had to talk about it. There is a gay black couple who are married and who had an OnlyFans together, and they posted an announcement last week that said, announcement with the I'm about to cry emoji. We've been struggling how to tell people this, but after much counseling and the support of our loved ones, we think it is best to be honest. After taking a DNA test, my husband and I discovered that we have the same biological father. We are half brothers. And then they posted a follow-up tweet saying that they have decided to remain married. I think that the OnlyFans is getting shut down because it's illegal. I just have a
It's illegal because they're
because it's incest. Yeah. Just a straight up. What would you do? I mean, I just like that's a really unique circumstance.
You gotta shake, dog. You gotta shake. You gotta shake, bro.
This is something. Me and my wife have an ongoing thing. And this shit is like big on YouTube, like lovers or siblings. Have y'all ever like seen those clips?
Yeah.
Me and the wife, we do that shit all the time. And it's kind of like a thing that we do it. And bro, it's so common that people get with people who look like them. It's so very fucking common. Like on some real shit, motherfucking, whenever I see Cordae and Naomi Osaka, I'm like, bro, y'all the same motherfucker. Y'all got the same face, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? So this is just some shit that, like I said, this is something my wife and I love. We love fucking, you know, playing the lovers or siblings game. And this was like the final boss of that shit.
Did you send it to her? You sent it to her?
No, I'm about to though.
Okay. I mean, keep it a stack, dude. My sister's husband looks more like her than I do. And we have done like facial
double
things
checks.
Where like
yeah.
You know, we have done facial things where like if like turning me into a girl and turning her into a boy, and we looked just like each other, and they still look more like each other than I look like. You know what I mean? So I get that. I mean, it's like, you know, if you are attracted, you think you're an attractive person, of course you're going to be attracted to somebody that looks like you. You know what I mean? I don't personally
get it, and but like I don't know what the female equivalent of my face would be like, and I just have never seen Kevin Smith and been like, ooh, goddamn, like I gotta fucking get my fingers in that beard. You know what I mean? Like it's just not my. I don't look at my face and have those thoughts when I see it on other people, but it is an interesting thing because it's like, you know, they're two gay men, so they weren't like gonna conceive a child with each other. They could like conceive a child and raise it.
Wouldn't come out loud bleep blorp, so they didn't have that as evidence right there. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's a real, I don't know, it's kind of an interesting question. If you found out a decade into your marriage that the person was related to you, John, you're out, peace.
Oh, it's a wrap, bro. It's nasty. It's some nasty shit, dog. I just can't. I can't, bro. It's not worth it. We'll still be friends. I'm just not. It's for me. I just, bro.
Yeah.
It's just a line too far, nigga. In my mind, it's gonna fuck me up, bro. You know what I mean? Mentally, I just can't, bro. I just couldn't do it, dog. And then, like, do y'all remember that joke on, do y'all remember that joke on SNL? Where there was two people that were married. They were covering, like, some news people were covering it. There was two people that were married, and it was an incestuous couple.
Yes.
And they said they had a baby together. They called it hyperglycolic.
Yeah.
That is the only SNL joke I've ever laughed at. Yeah, we had a baby. It's called hyperglycolic. They did a little click with the nigga.
I cried for 7 days over that shit. But anyway, yeah, I can't have a hyperglycemic out here, nigga. And I can't be risking that shit. It's not gonna be worth it, baby. It's not gonna be worth it. Nah, man. Hey, no. Woo, that, when I saw that, I was like, whoo, shit, bro. I understand it's a tough decision.
They do look just like each other, though.
They look like they should have been got that test. You know what I mean? You ain't finding your doppelganger like that, nigga. Ain't no doppelganger looking that much like you. They got the same face.
If you were ever going to get the test,
I thought it was AI.
You should have got it a while ago.
I thought it was AI. Right. I thought it was AI, bro. I thought this was a joke because their faces were so similar. You know what I mean? I thought this was like a TikTok, you know what I'm saying? Fucking, you know what I mean? Filter or some shit. It's crazy.
TikTok trend.
I sounded old as fuck. I thought it was a TikTok. I thought it was a little TikTok. This damn TikTok. All right, man.
All right, that's all the time we got.
Out older.
That's all the time we got for today.
I gotta go out like that. 78 years old. Let's walking go, my dog by Henry the Hungry fucking Alex. Goddamn.
We'll go out like this. Happy birthday to my lovely wife Shar. It's her birthday. She's at school teaching right now. But,
happy birthday, Shar.
Happy birthday to a real one. So
happy belated to you too. Well, you know,
yeah.
My Rather wanted me to tell you happy birthday too.
Oh,
she
thanks,
wanted me
bro.
To let you know that she knew it was on the 29th. I don't know why that was important for her to me to say that.
Okay.
She wanted to say that as well.
I had a phantom birthday this year, but next year, for my 40th birthday, I have a real leap year birthday. So
you're actually 10 years old. I saw somebody making that joke today, and I'm like, God, bro, I thought you was a real nigga. It really ruined my perception about them.
Funniest people I know cannot fucking resist the how old are you actually? People who are professional, who write for TV comedies that are funny, have made that joke when they like it's like candy. The people cannot fucking keep their hands off that fucking joke.
Bro, so you're 38, 37, right?
39.
Oh, okay. You still a baby on here, man.
No, Jackson's an actual infant. On
That's an actual baby. That's an actual
embryo.
Does Jackson have Jackson? You got facial hair yet?
Jackson is so young that he still gets uncomfortable when we make jokes about him marrying his future wife, bro. You know what I mean? Right. You can chill.
And we from this point like, bro.
Just fucking
what are you waiting for, bro? You hit the jackpot, my nigga. All you can do is fuck it up from here, bro. I'm trying to tell you, dog.
The wisdom of age. All right, that's all the time we got for Jenkins and Jones. We'll be back on Monday. Just a reminder, we go to 3 episodes a week next week, so you got extra bullshit coming your way next week. We'll see y'all then. Bye.
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 What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.